Thomas A. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Jacob Buehler, B-U-H-L-E-R. His address is 840 Flume, F-L-U-M-E, Street, number 3, Chico, California, 95928, phone 530-523-3838, ID is XXXXX1455, date of birth is 12-20-1997, 25-year-old, single math teacher, Paradise Unified School District. Insurance is Blue Cross, pharmacy is Rite Aid, Dash Mangrove, 530-891-6722. It is addressed to Dr. Dinesh, D-E-N-I-S-H, Verma, V-E-R-M-A-M-D. I'm sorry, his primary care doctor is Dr. Susan Burgess, M.D. And there's a carbon copy, too. Dr. Dinesh Verma, M.D., North State Pulmonary Associates. Dr. Burgess' address is Immediate Care Medical Center, 376 Val Ambrosia Avenue, Chico, California, 95926, phone 530-891-1676. Dr. Verma's address is 130 Independence Circle, Suite 1, Chico, California, 95973, phone 530-343-5864, fax 530-343-8370. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with remote history of traumatic brain injury. New paragraph. Current history of possibly some cognitive impairment. Subparagraph, recent referral for exclusion of sleep apnea. Dear Dr. Verma and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Jacob Buehler for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, Jacob is a young and intelligent man with a remote history of traumatic brain injury at the age of 13. Subparagraph, he suffered an arm injury at that time that was cared for orthopedically. New paragraph, he had a few other head injuries when playing sports. New paragraph, he was found to have a seizure disorder and was treated, developing an adverse reaction to Keppra, then readjusted to Depakote, which he takes on a regular and routine basis, without side effect or complication by his report. New paragraph. Today he reports no history of any recurrent epilepsy, being stable on his anticonvulsant regimen. New paragraph. As per your clinical history, he seems to be at risk for possibly having a nocturnal sleep disorder for which he is being evaluated. New paragraph. He denies any other current clinical symptoms other than some forgetfulness and at times some difficulty with his long-term memory with a history of possible post traumatic amnesia at the time of his head injury event 13 years ago. New paragraph, in consideration, his neurological examination today is normal. New paragraph, in consideration of this history and presentation, new paragraph, MR imaging of the brain completed on November 22, 2022 shows multiple areas of susceptibility artifact with contusion or infarct in the left temporal lobe and abnormal signal in the frontal and parietal lobes, cortically and subcortically, consistent with the sequela of trauma and diffuse axonal injury. There was also evidence of probable infarct or contusion to the posterior inferior aspect of the right cerebellar hemisphere and some minor hippocampal volume loss greater than expected for his age. New paragraph, in consideration of this history and presentation, I have given him the NIH quality of life questionnaires for a more comprehensive assessment of his capacity. New paragraph, he will return after completing the quality of life questionnaire forms. New paragraph, he will be continuing on his current anticonvulsant regimen, which will be refilled when he's due to run out of medication in 2 weeks. New paragraph, upon return, we'll consider further diagnostic evaluation for his possible findings of cognitive impairment, which may include neuropsychological testing. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report when he returns with further recommendations, and then signed respectfully with my professional signature.